One, two, three, four, five, hike. Hello, it's the 13th of January. It's our pre-show. It's a Monday. You know, I totally forgot. not that I necessarily wanted to observe the anniversary, but I kind of wanted to make note of it, and I totally spaced. January 10th. What is that noise? What the fuck is that? Is that the fucking harbor? Jesus. January the 10th is the one-year anniversary of me tearing my rotator cuff, going into Titmouse in Burbank. I remember how excited I was about doing the session. It was for Chris Rock's show. Everybody still hates Chris. And that excitement just turned to fucking disaster, you know, as I was not looking where I was going, tripping, falling forward, bracing myself with both hands, and the right hand, which of course is connected to the right arm, which is connected to the right shoulder, that's where the rotator cuff was torn there. And it was it was embarrassing because I had skinned up my nose and my forehead to go in and do this voice session. So there I am with kind of a holding a gauze and band-aids to my face as I'm doing this voice session. I just, you know. And then I did the session, and then as I've said often enough, as I drove home, I couldn't raise my right arm above my shoulder. And I knew I had a problem, and I went to the doctor the next day. And sure enough, torn rotator cuff. Went to an orthopedic guy, scheduled the surgery, you guys know the rest. And it was a very, very eventful spring into summer. Learned all about physical therapy, learned all about doing physical therapy at home. Got to meet people who'd gone through, not similar, but people who'd gone through some horrific fucking accidents. And PT, physical therapy, had saved them. Saved them. This one cat, he was installing a furnace in my house. This guy had a motorcycle accident. His spine separated from his pelvis, okay? This guy was walking around. I said, you're shitting me, man. He said, no. He said, I just worked on that physical therapy like a motherfucker. I did everything they asked me to do, when they asked me to do it, how often they asked me to do it. And he was walking around. And so I did the same thing. And today, I've got full mobility of that right arm. And I swear to God, I didn't think I would. I mean, 2-3 days after, a month after, 3 months after, you know, I was never out of a sling until I had surgery, which was in February. And then it was physical therapy in a sling. I think I got out of the sling in I didn't start physical therapy till April. I got out of the sling in April. So the surgery was in February. I got out of the sling in April, and that's when I commenced the physical therapy on through to August. And that was an eventful period. The documentary came out about me that Pat so wonderfully put together, Pat and Jordan. I appreciate that so much. And then the induction of the Radio Hall of Fame, which is actually a goal. It was not really a goal, but it was an accomplishment, an achievement I never thought I'd see. And it came at a time when the industry itself, the radio industry itself, is really unwinding, you know, it's sort of, or winding up, that's a better way of putting it, wrapping up. And here I am at the beginning of a new year. With my relationship with Jackie remains a long-distance relationship. And, you know, I love her, but I ain't going to do this shit forever, you know. I want to live like a normal guy. I want to live like a normal guy, man. And I got to be perfectly honest with you. As much as I love Jackie, California's my home, but we'll see. You know, she's my girl, so should I go where you need to go, man, I guess. Don't mean to sound so melancholy, but I'm kind of, it's a Sunday night, you know. But a fucking week ago I was at Ben's Memorial, almost lost my suitcase. This past week has been catching up on business. Had a meeting with my agent over the phone, asking what's going on. You know, this acting business is so fucking different now, too. And also, we're writing and scheduling and putting the production together for the one-man, another two shows of the Galaxy of Phil Hendry, which is what we want to call it, for February 28th and March 1st. Last day of February, first day of March. That's a Saturday, and that's a Friday night, the 28th, and a Saturday, the 1st. And I want that to be a really special show. So here it is, January 30th, and I got sick right after I ripped my my rotator cuff. I got a cold. Remember when I got into that whole ghost pepper soup shit. That was the mildest cold I've ever had, but I got a cold all right. That's the first cold I had in 5 fucking years. 5 years. All right, baby. Today is the 13th. What are we looking at? Jim Sadler and Ron Turner analyze Phil's accident. Oh, Phil with a crazy tale of woe. Oh, my God. Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I guess we could do this Ron Turner, Jim Sadler thing, you know. Where are my glasses? Here they are.
I'm Dr. Jim.
I was thinking of having Dr. Sadler on anyway, because I was going to do some kind of a retrospective. Bad luck, bad luck. Things of the fire, they seem to have under control now. The last thing I checked is the Channel 7. What a fucking terrible thing. But what's even worse than the fire, the fucking stupid fucking people.
Gee, I live in Arizona. Why don't we have fires here like that?
First of all, Arizona's a desert. LA is not in a desert. LA's more in a temperate climate. We have more chaparral covering. We don't have cactus necessarily. Los Angeles is much more populated. We have a higher incidence of things such as down power lines, such as transformers blowing. More human beings means that there is a higher percentage of the possibility of an incident happening. Okay? And we had unusually high winds. When's the last time you had 100-mile-an-hour fucking gusts in Phoenix? All right, so what's the date, man? Today's January 2001, okay. First hour of the show featured a rant about dreams. MLK Day, what the fuck? Phil and Professor Robert Leonard, Joe Dick had wrapped up. Bob Green came on during the third hour to fill everyone in on Calista Flockhart's recent adoption. He argued that some anorexic women have been known to eat their babies. Boy, is that fucked up. So why not? Why not? Let's go, baby. What is the what's the other one we're doing, man? All right, let me do it, man. Let me do it. We're going to do Jim Sadler and Ron Turner advising Phil. So where are we at here, man? Dr. Jim Sadler and Dr. Turner. Dr. Turner drinks psilocybin tea. Here we go, baby. Hey, Thunder, how you doing?